So I get you guys, or you guys have to listen to me for the first little bit this morning. I was supposed to do this last Sunday, and with sickness and things, didn't quite turn out that way. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Going to talk a little bit this morning about prayer and how God provides. So be 1 John chapter 5. I'll read a few verses. We'll start in verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for these opportunities I get to stand up here to go through your word and share your word, Father. I pray that you'd use me this morning, that I would I could rightly divide your word, accurately present your gospel, Father, that we'd all have an open heart and open ears to what your word has to say, that we wouldn't just hear this message and close our Bibles and walk out the door and forget what is said, but we'd grow from it, grow from what your word has to say to us, Father. You gave us this word so that we can know the way to salvation, that we can grow closer to you, Father, and I pray that we do just that. Pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So, I think we all know that at times we have all faced our own trials in our own way. Everybody goes through different hard times and trials. I bet, you know, I'm sure if we went around and asked everybody, give a little bit of example of personal trials, I think we'd all be surprised at some of the things that people are facing right now or have faced that we didn't know about. Everybody's got their own struggles. Even though at times we all seem to just focus on our own, everybody's got their own struggles. I know that if you ask the right questions, I could list a few things that we've personally dealt with. And, you know, when we go through these times and we pray and pray and pray and we wonder if it feels like we might just be talking to ourselves. But I think when I was going through this, an encouraging thing was back again, look at part here in verse 14, those three words, he heareth us. He heareth us. That was going through this for me was an encouragement. Because I know what it feels like to constantly pray and feel like you're not being heard, to feel like you're speaking to yourself. Jeremiah, you don't have to turn here, just a couple of verses. Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And then Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. So we may pray, face some tough times and our hardships, and we pray diligently, and again we wonder if we're being heard, if God's hearing what we say. But I do believe God. We are told he hears our prayers if we're faithful and trusting God, you know, not just praying the words and then going about our day, but having that faith that God will take care of us. I realize that might seem kind of a feel-goody, generic response. You hear a lot that, oh, God hears your prayers, but it's true. It is very, very true. There's so much truth in that. And I think the truth of it is where a lot, I know I fault in, and I think a lot of people do too, is that just because we're praying that doesn't mean, and we don't see the actions we're requesting, doesn't mean God's not providing for us and God's not taking care of us. God is taking care of us in ways that we may not even realize. Some examples, there are some good examples, but a few months ago I got to do a short series, and we talked about the Israelites, and I think that's a great example of the ways that God provided for them that I start to wonder if it was even recognized. They traveled for all them years in the wilderness on foot. They didn't get to call a Greyhound bus. They were traveling afoot, but nowhere do we see that their feet broke out in sores. They left Egypt with everything that they had, and their clothes stayed in good shape throughout that whole time that they were there. They didn't, you would, you know, the clothes I wear to work, they tear up and wear out, but their clothes stayed in good shape for those 40 years in the wilderness. Wonder how many of them actually realize. I wonder how many of us, you know, have actually stopped and realized when we're going through that God really was providing for them in ways that they didn't know. I wonder how many of them stopped and thanked God for the ways He provided for them. The grass shortages that they faced, but yet their livestock all stayed healthy. So did the Israelites complain? Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely they complained. All the time. You read about it throughout the whole thing. They constantly complained. Every time something turned, what they thought was the worst, it was just nothing but complaining. You know, you just brought us out here to die. That seemed to be their first response to everything. At least we had food in Egypt. So what? We were beaten. We were slaves and being beaten. We had food. They complained about everything, constantly. Another example for God providing is Abraham. You know, God asked him to pack up and leave, and so he just packed up and left. I think a good thing that we can take from Abraham, and I did talk about this a couple of weeks ago also, is he had faith. I think something that the Israelites lacked was a lot of faith, and Abraham had that faith from the get-go, right from the beginning. He had trusted God, and God provided for them too. Same thing with livestock. God provided, you know, for them so long as they trusted in Him, so long as they stayed faithful. And that's the same for us. We need to stay faithful and trust God. We want God to fix all of our problems, and we want Him to fix them right now. We want Him to fix what we ask Him to fix, and that seems to be a problem, I think, that we go to Him, and I will say I am guilty of it at times, just going to Him and just fix it all. Just wipe it all clean. Let's just take care of it now, get it done with. Anybody that knows me even a little bit knows that I've had my fair share of vehicle problems. It seemed like everywhere I turned, there was a broke-down vehicle somewhere. And man, Joby could testify to the stress. And it was always like, it's never ending. It's always just, something's always wrong. It's not till years down the road and I look back on things that I realize that God provided for me. I always had a vehicle to get to work or to get parts for the broke down vehicle. Even though I didn't think about that at the time when I was getting in the car that was still running. You know, I could have prayed and said, okay, no more car problems. I'm done. No more problems for 60 days. And that doesn't seem very long, but that would have been a good stretch of time for me. 60 days, no car problems. I need all my vehicles to run good. I could have prayed and prayed for that, and I may have. Didn't work like that. Nothing happened like that. But I think a lot of cases we think that, are we just wasting our breath praying? I'm praying for my vehicles to run good, and they still break down. And it, like I said, it wasn't until later down the road that I looked back and realized that I might have not been praying for these things specifically, but He heard what I was praying and knew what I needed. You know, I look at it and think that I'm alone in this situation, and in reality, He's taking care of my family. Again, I always had something to get me where I needed to go. Thankfully, I've always been able to fix my own vehicles. I think a huge blessing was that my dad taught me how to work on my vehicles. He made me learn how to work on my own vehicles, and that, again, something I didn't really appreciate until I started seeing the numbers of things, and that's how much that's helped us. And as stressful as it may have been, I can't remember a time that both my vehicles, since we've been married, had two. I can't remember a time that both of them were broke down at the same time. I can remember a time when the truck broke down, and this is an actual instance. The truck broke down, and I fixed it, and it wouldn't have been a day or two later, Joby calls me to say that car's making an awful noise. And of course, the first thing, you pull your hair out, and you're cringing and upset because it's just never ending. It's back to back. But all I can think is this: what is going on? Why is this constantly happening? When really, God said, I'll let that car hold on a little bit longer till you get the truck running again. Then you always have a vehicle to get where you need to be. These are the little things that we don't, that I see, that I see so much comparison in this vehicle instance personally, as with the Israelites and their no, you know, they had no sores on their feet, and the clothes that they had that were staying well. And I see a lot of sinful instances in myself where, like the Israelites, constantly complained, and I was so guilty of it then, constantly complaining, constantly murmuring under my breath. Joby heard me complain day in and day out, that tired of garbage vehicles constantly breaking, tired of a furnace breaking right after I fixed the air conditioner, you know, in last summer. But the sad part is, the heartbreaking to me is, you guys listened to me preach about the murmurings and complainings of the Israelites, and I was just as guilty, and I think a lot of us are just as guilty of the complainings that the Israelites showed, and not looking at those little things that God provided for us. Of course, I reacted wrong, I think, and a lot of times I may have reacted in anger when she'd call to say that the vehicle's making a noise, and I'd say, can't you turn the radio up louder or something? I think we need to stop complaining about what's going wrong and thank God for what He has done. Look at the things that He has done for us. I think a common problem for a lot of us is that we only go to God for our complaints and He fix our problems. We only go to Him because we want Him to fix what's going wrong in our life. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's wrong by any means. I think that God wants us to go to Him for everything, to rely on God for everything, to pray without ceasing. But like we do our prayer requests here, and I don't want anybody to take that I'm saying that that's wrong to go to God with our concerns and stresses. But how often through our trials are we going to God and stepping back and looking and thanking God for the ways He had provided for us? How often are we thanking God for those trials that He's putting us through? I think that's a big thing, that God puts us through these trials, and we end up coming out better at the end if we put our trust and faith in God. Turn over to Matthew 6, please. Matthew 6, start in verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought of the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God knows what we need even before we know what we need. God knows what we need even if we don't even think that we need it. He knows that maybe what we're praying for in that time is not what we need. That's not what we need to have done. He will make sure that we're taken care of. Again, back to what I said earlier, we're going to Him with our complaints and we want Him to fix our problems, but are we just going and praying and saying, okay, make this better, fix this issue, and then going about the rest of our day and forgetting about it? Where do we have that confidence that God can take care of that? Do we have that faith that God will take care of that? Or are we just saying the words? I think that when we ask requests of God, you know, we have our prayer requests, we have to have that confidence that God will take care of us, that God will provide. We have to have that faith. We have to have that faith and trust that if we feel like He's not hearing us, that He's working on something that's better for us. He knows what is best. He knows that maybe not doing what we were asking right away and letting us suffer through them trials will come out closer to Him in the end. So what I want to leave with is we need to thank God for all the ways that He takes care of us, all the ways He provides for us. Even if the way He takes care of us and provides for us is pretty hard and tough, especially if it didn't happen in the way or in the time that we asked, because that probably means that it turned out better. So let's pray. Father God, I thank You for what You've done for us. Again, I thank You for these opportunities to get to open up Your Word and stand up here and share Your gospel, Father. I pray that we'd leave here this morning with the confidence that when we come to You with a request, with our concerns, that we have that confidence that You'll take care of us, Father. Because we can have that confidence in You. We can have that faith in You because You do provide. But I also pray that we'd remember that just because things aren't happening the way we want them to, the way we expect them to, that's probably good because we are humans of a sin nature and we know that You'll provide better for us than what we would like. So I pray that You bless the rest of this morning and bless the Lee's message that he's prepared for us and that we could grow from that also, Father. I pray this in Your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.